The next cause for the rise of assertive nationalism was famine and plague. The drought of 1896-97 brought widespread famine, causing nearly 45 lakhs death. The next reason was Lord Curzon's repressive policies. Now, in 1898, he passed the Official Secrets Act with the intention to deny information to the people under the pretext of official secrets. This curtailed the freedom of all sections of the society. Repressive laws were also added under the Indian Penal Code. Curzon's most unpopular act was a partition of Bengal in 1905. The object of the measure was given out of as administrative convenience, but the people could clearly see that it was actually a measure to divide them. Now, the next factor was the impact of international events. Certain international events like Italy's defeat at the hands of Ethiopia in 1896 AD and Russia's defeat at the hands of Japan in 1905 AD shattered the myth of the invincibility of European powers. Now we'll move on to the next part, that is why Congress was split into two groups. Now this is very interesting to know. Now let's talk about what happened in the Kolkata session of the Congress. In the year 1906, the Kolkata session witnessed a sort of compromise between the leaders with the moderate views and assertive nationalists. Now, the word Swaraj was uttered for the first time by any Congress president so far. Another remarkable feature of the session was that the resolutions on Swadeshi and boycott were also adopted by the Congress. This clearly showed that dynamism was gaining ground in the Congress. The leaders, having moderate political opinions, were not happy with these developments. They wanted to insert a clause in the Congress constitution that Swaraj was to be achieved through constitutional means. Now, assertive nationalists, on the other hand, believed that unless they put strong pressure on the government, they could never achieve their objective. That is why Congress got split the next year at Surat. Now, just remember that when the session at Surat began on December 26, 1907, there was utter confusion. It ended in a mess of failure. And for 9 years, the assertive nationalists were kept out of the Congress. Now, next, let's move on to the programs of the assertive nationalists. Okay, this is again very interesting. Now, it says that the assertive nationalists were intensely nationalistic, as you all know. The first method that they adopted was revivalism. Assertive nationalists sought to build national movement on the basis of people's religious beliefs. Tilak revived the Shivaji festival in 1895. They presented Chandragupta, Vikramaditya, Rana Pratap, Shivaji as national heroes whose memory should be cherished. Swadeshi was the next program. It was a weapon which could stimulate India to produce everything for her requirement within her borders. Boycott. They also spoke of boycott. What do you mean boycott? It means far more than mere boycott of British goods. It also included the boycott of government services, honours and titles. And during the national movement, many new educational institutions also started. They sorted to national education. Now, the contents of national education were as secular education, religious education, political education, vocational education. Now, let's look at their achievements. The assertive nationalists rendered great service to the cause of country's freedom. First, they lived a life given to utmost suffering and sacrifices. Second, self-reliance was the watchword of these sturdy nationalists. Third, the Swadeshi movement gave a great stimulus to Indian industries. And you won't believe, children, it seriously affected the sale of British goods. Fourth, the Swadeshi campaign was no longer an economic movement. It had developed into a political weapon. Because you see, Swadeshi and boycott both crippled British administration. And fifth, the assertive nationalists broadened the social base of the movement by extending it to the masses. That means the peasants, workers, women and youth were also included in the movement. And sixth, they revived the Shakti cult in India. Finally, the assertive nationalists never bent to pressure of any kind. Their objective had always been total
independence, that is Purna Swaraj, and they refuse to budge an inch from that position.